Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word.
Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Ms. J in the morning show.
Hit me.
Ms. J. Ms. J. Ms. J. In the morning. Ms. J. Ms. J. Ms. J. In the morning.
Here we go.
Rejoice in the Lord and be glad.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Exhibit right here on this day in the morning. Good morning to everyone who has tuned in today. I am so grateful for all of you who continue to support me and log on right here on blogtalkradio.com/MissJProductions, also on iartistradio.com. So make sure you keep it locked Monday through Friday right here, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And when you log on to iartistradio.com, make sure you download the TuneIn app. You download the app and you'll be able to listen to the best in R&B, hip-hop, soul, neo-soul, and your girl Miss J on Miss J in the Morning on demand. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, my East Coast family. Check me out 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right there on iartistradio.com. Shout out to all of you today who are holding on and pushing through. Yes, today is a day we need to focus on the mess that we are pushing through. Y'all know Miss J going through some things, right? Y'all know I can't go through nothing without sharing with y'all. Y'all my family. Y'all the ones that I get to vent to. Okay, I have a disclaimer. Those of you who thought that the show was all about you, I'm sorry. It's not. It's all about me. It's all about me, 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 and everything I'm going through. And I just use the show as an opportunity to vent to y'all. Y'all know I was being sarcastic, right? Those of you who are new to the show, welcome to the best morning show ever. But y'all do know in sarcasm there's a little bit of truth, right? Yeah. So it's a family affair today. You have to encourage me. I have to encourage you. So on today, we're focusing on encouraging each other, and sometimes you need to encourage yourself. Through my pain, through my struggles, through my experience, through my knowledge, through my wisdom, I am able to help others. God doesn't take you through anything just for you. It's for somebody else. So because Ms. J has experienced some things, and will experience some things, I have to share them with you out there because I know you guys are going through the same thing. Started the show off right with Ty Tribbett, Hold On, right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We have the best in inspirational music. I'm telling y'all, I make sure to play songs that I know for a fact that will get you up and going through your day. I'm not going to play any slow, dragged out, Lord Jesus, keep me near the cross, keep me holding on, please, because I think I won't be able to make it songs. That will not get you going through your day. There is a time and a place for everything, and this is not the place, nor is it the time to have a pity party. If you're looking for a pity party, if you're looking for someone to cry on you, there are other avenues that you can take. You can actually do that. Sometimes you need to cry. Sometimes it's okay to pout. Sometimes it's okay to have a moment. Sometimes you need a whole day. Sometimes a whole week, or maybe even a whole month, but you have to get up out of it. You have to get up out of that rut and practice the things that will help you through. Practice encouraging yourself. How do you know how to encourage yourself? How do you pull yourself up out of the rut? Well, encourage somebody else. That's how I learned. You can have your moment. You can have your days. You can have your moments, but you cannot be stuck in it. Being stuck in something is different than just holding on. While you're holding on, you can still keep yourself busy. You can still keep yourself occupied. You can still encourage others. But when you're stuck in something, it's hard for you to get up the next day. It's hard for you to do anything. It's hard for you to even answer your phone. You're not getting dressed. You forget to brush your teeth. You don't even comb or brush your hair. Men, you're sitting there. You ain't shaved in 5 weeks. You're looking like Wolverine. That's when you know you're stuck. But if you're holding on, you still have faith. You still get up the next day feeling refreshed, believing that something different or something new is going to happen. You're ready to fight. You're still holding on, waiting for the things that you know will happen. So make sure you hold on. And Ty Tribbett put it with the best little groove ever. Hey, 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 every little thing's going to be all right. Sometimes I got to play that song to get my dance on, y'all. Y'all know how we do it here on Miss J in the Morning. We OD on positivity. So even though it may be a challenge to you, you have to continue to tell yourself, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Now, your level of positivity may not be the same level as somebody else's, but as long as you're doing something better than what your first mind would tell you, I think you're doing a great job. Let me tell you, Ms. J ain't always been positive all her life in any way. So when I see myself facing a situation and I did not react the way I used to react, That's something positive. Some of you guys out there will snap and pop somebody real quick for saying something crazy to you or doing something crazy to you. So for those of you who are noticing, you know what? I didn't snap that quick. I may not have said anything encouraging, but I didn't say anything damaging. That is process. That's progress. That's something positive. Embrace it. It takes at least 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. So why not develop a habit of positivity? Now, for some of us, it may take you to practice it 21 times in 21 days, but you will get it. You shall get it. You just have to hold on. Today's focus is on you, and it's on me. We're a family. Those of you who are connected to people who are positive, it's infectious. It's something that you want to get rubbed off on you. It's something that you want to hang around people with. Hang around those people that will encourage you, that will always give you a positive word, that will put their issues aside just for you. And then you do the same for them. Friendship, relationship is a two-way street. You don't always look for somebody to give you something. You don't always look for somebody to do something for you. But when you have those seasons and those moments when you need it, expect it and receive it. And you do that so when those people go through their issues, and they will, when those people have those moments where they need some encouragement, you've already gotten refueled and you're able to pour out to them. Two broken people, two people who selfish and ain't did nothing for nobody, can't give nothing to each other. So what you're doing is having a pity party. You're sitting in the cesspool of mess, and you won't get up and go on anywhere. What you need to do is hold on to the friends that you have that will speak to your life, that will minister to you, that will be a great example of where you want to be, that will love you the way that you need to be loved. When you hold on to those people in your life, they will refuel you. They will give you everything you need so you can pour back into them. That way, there's nothing lacking in your circle, in your family. Please believe, family has minimum to do with your bloodline. Family has minimum to do with your bloodline. There are people in my family that I would not have met if I didn't move to Atlanta. There are people that I'm closer to outside of my family than some that are in my family. And not to say that the ones in my family I don't love. It's just different personalities. You can't choose your family, so you get closer to other people. There are people that I have spent more time with outside of my family than people inside of my family. There are people outside of my family that have done more for me, and I've done more for than people inside of my family. It's life. It happens. No matter who your family is and where they came from, make sure you hold on to them. You need them to get through. A lot of situations you cannot get through by yourself. You cannot. You will not. You shall not. You may feel alone, but you find yourself isolating yourself from a lot of people in a lot of situations when you're getting depressed, when you're angry, when you're frustrated, when you feel challenged, when you feel that there's no way out. Don't isolate yourself. You may need to pull back some. You might need to have a few moments by yourself, but you always open up. Be able to talk to somebody. Men, I'm talking to you. There are a lot of men out there that feel expressing their feelings aren't good. They won't talk to nobody. They won't do anything. You wonder why men are dying of heart attacks, which is up there with the number one or number two cause of death in men. Your hearts are hardened. You don't have an opportunity to cry. Crying releases toxins. It softens your heart. You need to do so. You don't have to do it all the time. That has nothing to do with you being weak as a man or challenges your manhood. What it is giving you an opportunity to release. Sometimes God is the only one you can release to. But once you do that, share your story with other people. When you start sharing your story and you start sharing your testimony with other people, it encourages you to see that your story and what you're going through is encouraging somebody else. It encourages you to know that you're not the only one that's going through the issues that you are facing. So my challenge to you is to stretch yourself. Don't just get stuck on me and I and what I'm going through and today that I will make a choice to be positive in every way. Stretch yourself beyond the Ms. J challenge. Challenge yourself to do something for others. Challenge yourself to give others what you expect to get in life. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes you pour out to other people and they will never give to you. But just know and be encouraged that because you've released, because you've planted that seed or watered that seed, or nurture that seed, that it will grow, and you will get your reward sometimes in other ways. A lot of people have issues with money, giving money, loaning money. Finances will ruin relationships in a lot of ways. But what you need to be encouraged to know is that sometimes when you loan someone some money or give someone some money, you may not always get it back in money. Sometimes you may get it back in a helping hand. Sometimes you may get it back in a job promotion. Sometimes you may get it back in an encouraging word or a discount somewhere or a free ticket to a concert. Just know when you open yourself up to helping other people, you will receive what you give. And sometimes it is not from the person that you helped directly. Just be encouraged to know that although you are waiting for something to happen for you, you have to know that you're going through it for someone else. Your life, your journey is ministry for someone else. Those of us who were raised in Christian homes and understand a little bit about the Bible, most of us know that in the beginning God told us to be fruitful and to multiply. Now, a lot of us apply that directly to having a whole bunch of children. But that's not necessarily true. You can multiply yourself by mentoring a child. You can multiply yourself by mentoring a teenager, by being an example to one of your peers, your coworkers, someone you go to church with, or people in your community, even your neighbor. Those of you who own homes and you have to take care of your own lawn, when you take care of your lawn, when you make sure that your house is upkept, when you make sure that you don't have a lot of traffic, you don't have a whole bunch of cars in the driveway that's just making the property just look ugly and bringing the value of the property down, your neighbors will be encouraged most of the time to do the same. So you're duplicating yourself. You're being fruitful and you're multiplying. You're not just multiplying you physically. You're multiplying your great habits, your great attitude, your great integrity, your great character. So make sure that when we're being fruitful and we're multiplying, we're expanding our minds outside of the box and beyond the routine that we've been caught in for life. What you want to give, you have to be able to receive as well. So let's get back into some music because I want to talk about what I want and what I want to give. So here's Kirk Franklin and my boy Molly Music. Give me that right here on this day in the morning.
Hi, y'all. This is Stacia from Atlanta, Georgia. And whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the morning.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away.
Yeah.
When another God wants to take your place.
So
much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that,
here we go.
Give me that.
Oh, 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 oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
If you are sick of a life,
oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the
story.
Oh, oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong.
Oh, oh, oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Oh, oh, oh.
Through Christ by faith.
Oh, oh, oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. All that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh, oh, oh.
Anybody tired? Want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
See,
God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
Fill my miracle water.
Uh-oh.
Prayer cloth for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
See, everybody got a title. But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God everything in me that right, take it away.
Never be anything short of great is the love from God, the love that you have from your elder brother, Jesus Christ. I'm telling y'all, it's the best. It never changes. His love never changes. His word never changes. He never lies. He never deceives you. He never leaves you. Now, people will. People in the church will. People in your community will. People in your school will. People in your own house will. But God will never, ever do it. So hold on and get all of that. So all that I am getting from him, I want to give it. I want to give that authentic love. I want to give that real stuff. I want to give that real, valuable, true love and attention to all of y'all because y'all give it to me. So we're actually at the end of the show, yo. Yeah. We're at the end of the show, so before we go, I want to encourage all of you guys to make sure, no matter what situation you're in, that you press towards the mark of the high call of God. You are called to higher things. Get up and get out. Get over it all. Make sure the only thing that's in your mind is, no matter what, I'ma do it. So shout out to all of you who have called. Make sure you do so. Keep tuned in Monday through Friday. We'll go ahead and do the Ms. J area code check-in, and then I'm going to leave you with my boy J Moss. I'm going to do it. So, hey, 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 here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, 501-201-702-864-678-513-408-323-860-916-757-317-213-203-713-403-713-403-716-313-406-1-602-334-601-336-609. Hey, you thought I forgot it. I ain't losing my mind. It's Jay Wolf right here on Miss Jay in the Morning. I look forward to hearing from you each and every morning. I love y'all, and we're going to do it together because I know I'm going to do it. Mwah.
PDA, I want to do a little something for those who thought we lost the edge.
Won't be down anymore. I won't be bound anymore. I won't be sad anymore. I won't be had anymore. I won't be told anymore. Yeah. Been down, gotta stay on the floor. Yeah. Cause the floor ain't a place for winners. Yeah. Staying down ain't the thing for believers. I'ma be the one still moving. Yeah. You'll be the one fooling. Yeah. I hope you ain't wishing nothing bad on me. Cause you're messing with anointed pedigree. Yeah. I'ma be the one still. You'll be the one still.
I'm gonna do it. Even if they laugh at me, I'm gonna do it. Even if they
Let everybody know.
Hey.
Tell them.
I'ma do it.
I'ma do it.